Snack break!
Snack break!
Well, welcome to the first ever episode of Snack Break with Dan and Tate.
Numero uno.
Live from my car, somewhere amidst the parking lots of corporate America. I'm Dan.
I'm Tate.
And we're going to take you on an adventure of inspiration, dedication,
and self-loathing.
Self-therapy. Mostly just intelligible tangents.
And weird sound effects.
Yeah.
And so, gum chewing.
There you go.
Apparently I have gum.
You can chew gum. You can do whatever you want. This is lo-fi. This is lo-fi, Tate.
A snack break.
Our recording interface is an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting in my car in the parking lot.
McDonald's parking lot, which we're is not.
Shout out to Ronald. Big ups.
Big shoes.
I like this, though. I dig it. I was thinking about it all day, and I was like, there's something really magical about this application, and it hasn't really caught on yet, but I believe in Anchor, because this is so easy, and the sound quality is so much better than I thought it was going to be.
It's decent.
It's decent enough to listen to as a podcast. I mean, you've heard Gary Vee's podcast.
Yeah.
No, that's just, like, bad camera audio.
Half the time, he's, like, on selfie mode.
Dude, half the time, he's, like, he's somewhere distant in the room, and you have to turn your thing up to, like, 30, but people listen to that. And this sounds a lot better than that.
And we're going to drop, like, much better business advice than he would ever.
The thing I'm excited about is that it's, like, off the cuff and that we can, like, just quickly be like, all right, boom, drop in, lunch break, snack break.
Snack break, and F-bombs, like, coffee breaks.
And we just drop in and we just record. And whatever happens, happens. And there's something actually exciting about that to me.
Not really a fan of the F-bomb in most contexts.
Like,
occasionally it's funny.
Yeah, it's got to be the right moment.
It's got to be...
Because if you put too much... It's like salt, you know?
Yeah.
If you put too much salt on your steak, it's just going to be nasty.
Yeah. That's a good analogy.
But if at the right moment...
For swear words.
during the preparation, you just... Bam! You just drop it. You drop an F-bomb right on there. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's not. Maybe you don't need it.
It could be a mess.
It could be.
It could be distasteful.
How's your day so far? No, not good.
No, it's not good. It's
me neither.
It's really sucky. It's really terrible.
Mine was all right, but like I basically just sit in my cubicle now all day long and wish
McDonald's?
And wish that I
at least you get a cube. At least you get a cube. That's good.
I got that cubie. Hey man, you know, we can make jokes, but I'm pretty sure like a general manager of a McDonald's probably makes three times what I make.
That's sad.
Like, I know my...
It might be true.
My GM at Taco Bell, when I was coming up in the world, he ran two different Taco Bells, and he made six figures.
What?
Yeah.
Dang.
No lie. But yeah, I just sit in my cubicle all day, and I just kind of, like, wish that I was, like, streaming video games on Twitch.
And
that's kind of all I can think about, is like, wow, I'd much rather be doing that. And, like, there have been moments... Hi, how are you? Hey. There have been. I knew that was going to happen sooner or later. I'm very interested in the fact that it happened so quickly, right in the first episode.
I'm waiting for somebody to actually like come up and knock on our window.
I'm waiting for somebody to like try to get into the car next to us. That's going to be the awkward. Like if it gets quiet all of a sudden and we're like, hey, you'll know what happened. Somebody like walk in. I don't have any tent either, so this isn't like, you know, we're not tinted out, bro. You know what I mean?
We also kind of rustle around enough to where it shakes the car a little bit.
It does. So. But people don't have to be curious about what's going on in here because, you know.
It's snack break. They don't have to know what that is. When they ask, they'll be like, what's going on? You're like, it's snack break. And they're like, oh.
That's true.
Got it.
That's true.
Where's your snacks? Awkward.
That's all right.
This
is all part of it.
Yeah.
The awkward silence. We're keeping it all.
All.
I'm throwing fear out the window. That's a great topic actually to transition into, like just right off the bat, episode one. Well, because I realized like most recently I had this great psychological awakening where I realized that fear rules so many of my decisions or has ruled so many of my decisions in life. And I didn't see it as such. Like I would paint it like something like that, right? Awkward silence on a podcast.
Sure.
I would paint that under like, oh no, I'm just trying to make a good product. Like that's why it bothers me because I'm trying to make a good product and that's not professional. But really, the actual answer was that bothers me because I'm afraid someone will judge me or think that I'm not good at podcasting or like my show's dumb.
Yeah.
And that fear like prevented me from being, oh, we got to stop. We got to start over again. And that's part of why I'm excited to be doing this project, because we
can't do that.
You can't. We literally can't. I mean, we could stop and create a new segment, but everything we've recorded up until this point is still there. You can't, like, edit things out.
Nope.
You just got to go with the flow, man. And I love it. Mm-hmm. No plan. Snack break. We jump in. Maybe the episode's five?
Six.
Six? Maybe one day it's 20.
Days.
No, we're not doing that, because I got to get back to, because, you know, I only
can
have
you go 20 days of straight podcasting? Is that, has that record been broken?
Oh, I'm sure. Oh. I'm sure there's people that do it every single day, 7 days a week.
No, like,
this is going to be
24/7 streaming.
This is going to be more like a 4 day, 5 day a week kind of thing,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, streaming constantly?
Yeah, a 20 hours worth.
I'm sure. There's like gaming house channels on Twitch that basically just like stream 24/7, and there's always someone playing. Mm. So yeah, I think probably been broken.
Yep. There might be sponsors on this show.
I would like to...
Shout out to Lunchables.
Shout out to Quiznos. If we could have like if we could have like Waiter or Bite Squad, I prefer Waiter. Deliver us some Quiznos subs at the top of each episode. Here, let me... Should we? You think that would be too noisy? No, that's probably okay. Now it's going to be really awkward if somebody comes to get in their car.
That's a nice breeze.
It is a nice breeze, dude.
Mm-hmm. Capri Sun.
Yeah? Shout out to them. Could also be good.
I mean, if you want to
enjoy... Payday?
If you want to enjoy, like, taking a sip of some pure sugar and then liquefying yourself into potentially poisonous lead-like materials like Capri Sun, whatever those were. Back in the 90s commercials.
Back in the 90s, they actually tasted good too, though.
You remember those commercials, right? Where they would liquefy children.
It was like super psychedelic.
And then you would... I'm pretty sure that might have caused the problems that they're having in Flint right now.
No, I don't think that has anything to do with Capri Sun.
Oh, you don't think so?
I will say I had a Capri Sun recently. So... I don't want to talk about this too delicate. Well, I guess I just got to go
Why?
There.
Why? Because you actually...
It's kind of embarrassing.
One?
No, like... So my work area... Like, we work for a large company, and my area is kind of the entry level sort of area. And in this entry level area, they started like purchasing snacks. Like, there's a little snack bar, but it's not like it's not what you're thinking. It's not like some cool like hip like coffee shop that you go into and there's snacks. It's like a, you know, 8x8 like Lego crate. Like slidey thing with treats in it that's by the administrator's office, and you go by and you get, you know, maybe you get a granola bar. I'm not eating any granola bars because I'm on the keto, but maybe you go by, you get a granola bar, maybe you grab a Capri Sun. There's literally juice boxes.
We don't have juice boxes.
You don't have juice, but you don't want juice boxes.
We've got fruit snacks.
I find it at equal parts amazing and in like completely insulting. Like, I'm like, it's really nice that these free snacks are here, and also I'm insulted.
Also, now that I think about it, I'm insulted too, because we have fruit snacks and goldfish.
You don't have juice boxes?
This is a nursery. We work at a nursery.
We work at a giant nursery. It's true. Do you have juice boxes?
No.
I feel like if you have the goldfish and the gummy snacks already, you should just go for it and say like, hey, what gives?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to stand up for your rights.
Does this happen too in your area where like, if the secretary's gone or the administrative person is gone... Like, people are more apt to eat more snacks?
Hell yeah, dude. And people, like, I don't know, man. Like, so you know me. I'm, like, kind of, like, when I think that maybe they're monitoring it and that that's going to reflect poorly on me, I, like, instinctively take more right in front of her. Because I'm like, you're not the boss of me. I'll take as many freaking snacks
as I... You told me these were free.
Yeah. Are they free or are they not free? You know? But one time... I got a funny story. I was like, I went to get stuff for everyone. So I had like 4 Capri Suns and like, man. I had a bunch of stuff all up in my arm, and I ran into like the big boss man, like, who apparently pays for it out of his own pocket. That was an awkward moment. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I heard
out of his own pocket.
That's what the rumor is. But you know, who knows, right? His own pocket. Maybe he means like the corporate card in his own pocket. You know what I'm saying? Tate. You know what I'm saying?
So they reimburse him after it's out of his own pocket.
Or maybe they never do at all.
Did he look at you weird?
Yeah, he looked me up and down, and I was like, oh, I'm getting, like several people, and he was just like, mm-hmm, and he walked off. And I was like, well, there goes my chances at a promotion.
The wind intensely progressed.
The wind is intensifying.
It is nuts.
We'll go ahead.
What happened?
We'll shut it down again. This guy, it aired it out. Mm-hmm. No, we'll go back to professional recording mode.
Yeah. That would suck if my boss saw me having like a crap ton of snacks.
You think so?
Yeah, because
if you just had like a box of snacks,
it's likely that it would be for me.
Sure. Not me. I can't have any of the snacks.
I've already taken like 3 or 4 fruit snacks today.
The poor girl, the poor receptionist girl, she even went out of her way to buy Slim Jims for me because she heard I was on keto. It was the nicest thing she ever did. And then I had to like find a delicate way to break it to her. Like, oh, I know you just spent a bunch of money just for me. Well, I mean, I'm sure there's other people that want meat sticks.
Those
but
have crap in them.
Well, and they went like really quick. But yeah, turns out processed meat sticks are actually full of carbs and sugar.
I believe that.
Who
believe
knew?
That. So is bacon.
No. Not the bacon I get. 0-0.
What? Where's that?
Great Value.
What?
Yeah, Great Value Thick Cut.
I'm gonna have to get that. No sugar.
No sugar, no carbs.
Wow. That's impressive.
Why would... It's not hickory smoked or anything. You know, it's just it's just bacon.
Right. That's all I want.
Yeah.
But every package I've ever looked on
it's really
has
salty.
Like fructose corn syrup in it somehow.
Really? Wow. I found a lot of stuff on this diet
or
like,
brown sugar.
What the hell?
A lot of brown
Why
sugar.
Is there freaking carbs in that? Like... Why? There's starches in the shredded cheese.
Added starches?
Yes, so it doesn't stick together. So you can't get the shredded cheese on the keto. You got to get the block cheese. You got to get the shredder, and you got to shred it yourself. Now, the question that makes me wonder is the keto diet really just an excuse to sell cheese shredders?
Could be.
Right? I'm on that next level. I'm on that next level thinking, Tate.
It's all a hoax. It's been around since the 80s, but it's all a hoax.
Other things that have been around for a long time and are good, but people don't do them.
Anarchy.
Bulletproof coffee. Oh. Communism.
But yeah, people don't do that. I don't know why. Definitely good for everybody.
Corporate embezzlement.
Absolutely. Done it.
Whoa.
Best thing I've done in my life.
Nope, don't disagree. Don't want any part of that statement. Tate, you said your day was... interested in that. What's up?
It was like...
Let's go deeper.
Okay, so without getting into the deets of specific people, names, heights, sizes, weights, nose, length.
Right.
Because those would be normal details to go into.
Sure.
There was a person, or actually two people, that despite me... actually saying to them these words, like, man, that conversation really discourages me. Like, and I say that, right, to put myself out there. You would expect the next kind of response to be something empathetic.
Sure.
But there was just nothing. It was just, like, cold, stone-hearted, just, like, blank.
Yeah. I know, it sucks, man. You can't, like... Especially when there's all this, like... minutia around like be your whole self at work.
Yep.
And like those sorts of things.
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, I'll let my guard down a little bit. Nope.
Yep. So that was crappy because the discouraging conversation was like actually pretty discouraging. And it was like candid and it was respectful and everything was like cool. But at the very end, I was just like, man, I don't feel very good. This like really sucks. This was super discouraging. And I was actually hoping for empathy, but like got none. And maybe I shouldn't expect empathy, but that sounds like a really
I think not too, but to concept. to me, like when I came in to working in, you know, a large company, I was kind of like very very naive. And I was like, this is great and we're gonna get stuff done. And I think like one of the number one things that like makes it suck is like you can't be yourself. You can't be empathetic. You got to put on the Iron Man face of extreme workage and justice. Like, you can't admit to somebody like, you know, I'm not feeling it today. I'm just going to go home and play video games because I'm not going to do anything anyway. I'm going to sit here and do nothing and look at freaking Reddit. Like, but you can't say that. And especially if you're on an hourly plan, you can't say that. Even if it's super slow, right? And I can't leave because I got to put food on the table. But that's a whole other thing. But I mean, I'm just talking about part of what makes it suck is like when I'm doing Twitch or when I'm doing podcasting, I can be myself. I can be passionate about it. I can be dispassionate about it. I'm free to like explore the full range of human emotion. But when I'm doing work, quote unquote, you're not. You can't do that.
And it's like... ironic, because just the slightest amount of encouragement to be yourself or in general, like if someone else spoke positivity to you for just like 5 seconds, that would actually probably make you want to stay and actually be productive.
Absolutely.
In that moment. Like you would have been like, oh,
Yeah, dude.
Thanks for that encouraging note. I don't really want to look at Reddit right now, or like, a little inspired.
Or if someone would just stop defending like processes and applications that are clearly bad.
Yeah.
And just be like, no, man, I agree with you. This thing sucks and it's garbage. Like even that, like with no solution presented, just literally like, I hate this app. I can't do my job on here, and have my boss be like, totally agree. It sucks. I'm going to try to do everything I can to get rid of it.
That would be epic.
But it's not. It's like, well, that's the tools. Anywho, there's a rant for the segment.
There you go.
It's
snack time.
No, stop. Oh, my God. We actually, you know, curiously, first episode, we actually don't have any snacks for snack break.
Snack breaks! Not snack time. I call it a snack time.
Well, that was 15 minutes of, you know, pure gold, Tate.
Jibber jab.
If we're being honest.
Jibber jab.
And I think that really that's about all the time we're going to have for today. But tune in tomorrow, right? You're going to be free tomorrow?
Yeah.
We'll do it all again?
This time is 2:30 is rough.
Yeah.
2:30 was rough.
I mean, we can do 10:30.
Yeah.
We just got to plan ahead. You got to let me know. You got to look at your schedule first thing in the morning and say anywhere from 10 to 11 is fine. Anywhere. So you can say 10:30 or 11.
Dang.
Unless it's a Wednesday.
Okay. Well, then it's going to have to be tomorrow at 2:30.
You're going to have to do 2:30 again tomorrow? What about 9:30? You want to do early?
We can do early. 9:30 works.
Okay.
Snack break.
Tomorrow at 9:30. We'll see you guys there. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to the first episode of Snack Break. I can't tell you a lot of details about the show because we haven't even made a website or like anything. I have a Twitter.
That's what you think.
It's at Snack Break Pod.
I have this omni-channel artificial intelligence chatbot right now is picking up our words and building us a website automatically right now.
You should probably market that.
Well, it would be highly successful and lots of people would invest on it.
Yeah.
Just so I could actually start developing it.
Okay.
It doesn't exist.
That's how it works, right?
But it's doing it right now.
All right.
You'll see results.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You'll see results in a year.
But thanks for tuning in, everybody. Hope you enjoyed hanging out with us for Snack Break. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm sweating.
Open the doors.